Well, we do live in New England, so we've got to talk about the weather. Emergency management teams are keeping an eye on Hurricane Sandy. The Category 2 storm has already killed two people in the Caribbean, and its 100-mile-per-hour winds have put it on track to pound the East Coast from North Carolina to Massachusetts sometime next week. Sandy could combine with other rain-heavy weather systems to create a massive storm that could cause $1 billion in dollars in damages across the eastern seaboard. So advice from emergency teams? Be prepared. And that's familiar advice to the western Massachusetts town of Munson. Residents there were hit by multiple storms and tornadoes last year. But as Sandy approaches, this time around, Munson may be more prepared. And to tell us why is Munson resident Katria O'Neill. Katria, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me.
So first, tell us, what's been happening in Munson over the past 16 months since you guys were hit by that tornado? Is the town back up on its feet?
Well, immediately after the tornado, if you remember, we had the October snowstorm and Tropical Storm Irene. Fortunately, since these several storms that hit Munson, there has been so much rebuilding. People working together in several different volunteer groups, many of the churches, including the First Church of Munson, have really stepped forward in the community and began to put things back together. However, you do still see some scars. For example, there are no trees downtown still from the June tornado, so it's going to be a while before things are back to normal.
Now, Katria, I said welcome back to Radio Boston because we have talked to you in the past because you were in your front yard last year when those tornadoes hit. You saw your hometown get torn to bits. And in the ensuing chaos, you and your sister Morgan basically organized a new form of small-town disaster relief that coordinated volunteers and aid in Munson. And then you went on to take that experience and form Recovers.org, a subscription-based program that basically provides that same disaster relief software to other communities. So can you tell us how Recovers.org has been working in Munson? What have you done to get the town more prepared for future disasters?
Well, in Munson, we had a pretty unique situation. None of us had ever done anything like this before. You don't really expect tornadoes in the middle of Massachusetts. So we found that we were getting a lot of resources that we didn't know what to do with, and it wasn't the responsibility of the Red Cross or the city management to deal with it, so we were having to do so on our own. Now, what my sister and myself put in place in Munson was really a form of infrastructure. And Munson, the residents and some of the volunteer groups there have taken that infrastructure and been able to meet many, many needs there. These groups include the Munson Tornado Volunteers and the Street Angel Group, Long-Term Recovery. But what has been most interesting to me has been to see the way that the networks created immediately after the storm have been used in subsequent disaster scenarios. So that includes things like the Facebook page. It's called Munson Tornado Watch 2011. And while that's the title, you'll see even right now people are posting information about the advance of Hurricane Sandy and tips on what to do to get their neighborhood ready in Munson.
So, Katria, for those folks listening, I mean, you have more experience maybe than you'd like in disaster recovery, but what would you advise people do to prepare for Sandy?
Well, when we finished working in Munson, my organization was basically formed to help other communities prepare and put in place systems ahead of time that would help them after a particular emergency scenario. So I can definitely offer some tips of things you should do right now in order to prepare for the hurricane, and then a list of things that you should think of doing immediately afterwards if you are hit.
Well, what are the first sorry, Katria, I didn't mean to cut you off. We just have enough time for maybe one or two of those things that people should be doing right now.
Okay, so the things you should definitely do right now are know where your shelters are, and if you do decide to evacuate or are told to evacuate and head to the shelter, turn off your water and turn off your gas. You should also know and make arrangements ahead of time where your pets are going to go. And if you think you are going to lose water because you have a private well that runs on electric power, you should fill all containers in your house and your bathtub with water to make sure that you have enough.
Katria O'Neill is the founder of Recovers.org. She joins us today from the town of Munson in western Massachusetts. Katria, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, stay with us because up next, Boston's re-entry programs for the formerly incarcerated are facing an unprecedented number of prisoner releases as a result of the state drug lab scandal. We'll take a look at efforts to help people recently released from prison. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.